all of us are unique, just like DNA. And we all need to find out what makes us tick and then work to understand our own version of ourselves in order to make lasting changes. It's important to take the time to break from bad habits and change how you feel and function on a day-to-day basis. Are you a serial worrier or even a serial drinker or eater? What does that look like? What does that mean? How will that knowledge make it easier for us to change bad habits that impact us? Understanding ourselves is one of the first and most powerful steps in change, and of course helps us find a solution that is right for us. If we imagine ourselves like a big stack of papers or books, some are very slim and others can take up quite large sections in the pile. This is how you need to start looking at yourself and how your individual mind works. You can then use the information to target your weakest links and the biggest things that are affecting you. We are all only as strong as our weakest link, so targeting our weaknesses is the key. But if we don't know why we're weak or why we behave in the ways we do, it can be more difficult to achieve. Think of your main weakness as the biggest thing you want to change. Is it a pleasure or an addiction? Do you feel compelled because you feel, you know, that you're loving doing something? Or does it mean that we like doing it? It can seem very complicated to understand why we overeat, overdrink, smoke, or in fact any bad habit. None of us want to kill ourselves with liver failure or issues that come with obesity. So why are we still doing this? Why don't we just stop? So now it's time to understand what negatively drives you and how to target these flaws and change how you feel and function. Denial is an easy thing to have, but a hard thing to admit to. The first step to change is to come clean with yourself and stop living with the excuses and the denial. I hear so many of these on a daily basis. I'll start tomorrow. I can't do it. Just the one. I've lapsed, so I'm just going to give in. I'm okay. I won't do it again. The list is endless, but I'm sure we all have at one time or another said one of these things in the hope to try and convince ourselves into thinking it's okay to carry on. Today we're looking at the obsessive side that some of us can have. If we have these traits, we can get addicted to things quite easily and find we do things in excess. Most of us at times can say, we have felt this way, but some of us can be much more obsessive than others. If we're this type of person, of course, it can be focused on positive things. But if we allow it to take hold in bad habits and addictions, then we can find it can have a really big impact on our lives. For some people, it can actually start to take over their whole lives. Such as alcoholics or serial worriers or binge eaters. These are some of the common ones, but of course you get the picture. And you can transpose this analogy into any type of obsessive negative addiction. Thankfully, this is just a small section of how bad these addictive sides of our personalities can be and how they can take hold of our ability to feel in control. These are, of course, the extremes. But even if it's not extreme, these things still negatively impact your life. Having a bad habit that we say to ourselves won't hurt, Now, you and I both know this is a lie, and we're more likely to be in denial to our issues. If this is your personality profile, one is probably one too many. With just one, you're already heading down that slippery slope into being out of control. That's why organisations and principles like the AA are clear with a zero tolerance policy. Not even a liqueur chocolate is allowed. And that's the same principle that you can use as a cereal warrior or cereal eater. For some of us, the zero tolerance rule is the only way to make lasting change. We can't keep living in denial. We have to admit this to ourselves, and once we do, we can change much more easily all that's happening, because the excuses just won't work anymore. So why do we live in denial? Well, firstly, it's been programmed into us. You've probably read through some of the different blogs which explains this. How we've been conditioned to be afraid of our minds for centuries. Of course, none of us wanted to go down the route of being seen as different or insane. The outcome of this was never an attractive proposition. So we got used to lying to each other over who we truly are inside. It was a way of keeping us safe. And it's easy to see why we chose to do this. So, as having to like suffer the consequences of being maybe burnt at the stake, driven out of the village, beheaded, it's just to name a few of what were the frightening prospects in the past. Throughout history, we've lied about who we truly are. And even to this day, in certain parts of the world, poor people are still having to do this as their lives depend on it. Being true and the unique version of ourselves is something we're really starting to be able to do. But it still can be hard. Being unique was seen as being different, like the black sheep. And this doesn't seem something we want to inspire to be, leading us down to a path of denial. Even 50 years ago, if you were asked if you were okay, the automatic response in England was very well, thank you, even if you were feeling terrible. I'm sure we've all heard our parents and grandparents say these things. And if we can't admit this to ourselves, we've all said this many times to other people as well. When really we wanted to shout, no, we're not okay. Life is driving us crazy. We're going to explode like a bomb soon. But we don't. We swallow down the feelings with a big dose of chocolate, a drag on a cigarette or a glass of wine. I'm sure you're all starting to see how denial in your life is maybe affecting you much more than you thought. Take some time when you have a spare moment and think back through your life and the things you've swallowed down and the habits of denial you've set in place in just your lifetime alone. Then consider your parents, grandparents, and all the habits of denial they taught you, and all those genetic emotional habits you've learned from them. Yes, this is one big heap of denial. Life is evolving so quickly, and I feel we're at present in an emotional evolution. And as a whole species, this emotional evolutionary period is a massive development change for us all, and it's challenging all of us and our lives. So back to these habits and addictions. If we're saying to yourself it's okay to have one, whether it be a cigarette, a drink, a chocolate, a worry, it is just a lie. We're in denial, and that maybe we're just a serial worrier, drinker, smoker or eater. If we've been saying this for months or years or even decades, then maybe it's time to wake up and face the music, as they say. Admitting this to yourself could be the first step to change. If it's food and drink for most of us, it's not every type of drink or food. It's just some we feel we can't say no to. It's admitting to yourself that you can't keep saying the same and expecting a different answer. It's the first sign of madness. For most of us, it's not every type of food or drink we can't control. I must say, in all the years that I've treated people, there's nobody who's come in saying they're addicted to carrots or apples. Most of us are okay with some foods, but not good with others. So stop the continuous diets and just give up the addictive foods. If you indulge on sugary style foods, then become sugar free. If it's bread that you binge on, stop bread. If it's junk food, then make controls and limits to this so that you don't feel out of control anymore. This is not just then for a day, a week, a month, but for life. Choose to be in control. There's lots of alternatives to unhealthy habits, and after a while you have learned to live without them. If you can't stop once you've opened that bottle of wine and you have to drink it all the way down, don't buy the wine. Just give it up. Try drinking something else. Buy just a little mini bottle. It's only got a glass or so in. Find a solution that will help you give more control. Or just become teetotal completely. Some of these solutions are more extreme than others, but only you will know how living with these addictive habits are affecting you, and how you choose to no longer live in denial and make the changes in your life that are going to allow you to make these lasting changes.